Blog Talk Radio.
So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high
to worship you.
To worship you.
And I bow down on my knees.
My knees.
All praise to you.
All praise to you. Up high
to worship you.
I vow to be humble. Yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation. Only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise
to worship you.
Bow down,
all
praise
to you.
Up high. I need you. Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need you. I need you. Oh, I need you.
I need you.
I really need you.
I need you.
Beautiful. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome, like they used to say, to our friends out in radio land. Hallelujah. You're listening once again to the Hebrew Nation Elders Show. And we are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite Nation. I'm Elder Yeliah, and we have Elder Yair with us also. Hallelujah. And we're honored and thankful once again to be before you. Hallelujah. Yahuwah has made a way and saw fit for us to be alive in the land of the living. So we give thanks and praise to him. Hallelujah. Well, there's a lot going on. I know you say I say that all the time. Well, if I say it all the time, this is a big one. This one, I mean it all the time, but I really mean it this week. Hallelujah. It's a lot going on. Satan is busy, but the good news is the Most High is busier. Hallelujah. See, one scripture does say the earth was given into the hand of the wicked. Yes, he has his policy. He has his domain in the material. You know, that includes the political, the social, cultural, but ownership. No one has ownership but the Most High himself. He says, the earth is Yahuwah's and the fullness thereof. Mm-hmm. The earth belongs to him. He says, the gold, the cattle on a thousand hills is his. So he said, the earth is his and the fullness thereof. This earth was made by the Most High Yahuwah. And when all is said and done and the devil has his last day, right after judgment, the earth will go back. It'll go back to its pristine state, just like it was in the garden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we know who's going to win. But right now, there is a lot of satanic activity going on, a whole lot, and we're going to talk about that tonight. Hallelujah. Well, unless you've been sleeping under a rock the last couple of days, well, at least the last day and a half, yesterday and today, you may not have heard this, but the FDA, and I'm reading right off the top of the news article, the FDA has granted full approval for the Pfizer vaccine. And when we say Pfizer vaccine, you might as well say all the vaccines, because it's just going to be a domino effect. You can count on that. Doesn't matter if it's Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, what's that other one, Elder? AstraZeneca, and whatever else vaccine they have out there for this so-called coronavirus. They're all coming. Pfizer was just, it was a big bully on the block, so they had to start with it first. They start with the biggest, and all the rest fall in line. So I'm reading this Yahoo News article, and this is from, this is actually from today. It says, even though it was granted, I believe it was granted yesterday, but it says the FDA granted full approval to the Pfizer vaccine. What does that mean? Hallelujah. Well, let me read a paragraph or two. It says, because we're going to break this down, this Satan, scripture says, we're not ignorant of his devices. So we're going to expose him. We're going to expose some of his devices. His main device is the big illusion. His skill of using illusion and to make things that are false appear real. So it says, in a milestone for the battle against the pandemic, the Food and Drug Administration granted full approval Monday to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. It says, and this is somebody's quote from one of their experts, it says, while this and other vaccines have met the FDA's, I hate to say this, here comes the illusion, okay. While this and other vaccines have met the FDA's rigorous scientific standards for emergency use authorization, as the first FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine, the public can be very confident that this vaccine meets the high standards for safety, effectiveness, and manufacturing quality the FDA requires of an approved product. Close quote, said the acting FDA commissioner, Dr. Janet Woodcock. One more paragraph. It says, more evidence was available about the Pfizer vaccine than any other shot the FDA has ever evaluated. So, I told you this is hard reading. In the United States, more than 200 million doses have gone into arms, and hundreds of millions more doses have been delivered around the world. The evidence is overwhelming. The Pfizer vaccine is safe and effective. I told you this was hard reading, but we're going to break this down. And now it carries the strongest possible endorsement from the FDA. It's for more. I can't go no more, Elder. I could only stomach so much vile, filthy, poison, demonic lies. You get the picture. So this filthy process, and here's where we're going to do this. This filthy process has the illusion, has the trappings around it, that this was legitimate, that it went through some type of legitimate scientific and legal standard, and that it somehow held up against all the rigors of testing and evaluating it. That is a lie right from the pit of hell. Don't get caught up in the hoopla. This thing that just happened a day ago, this so-called approval, this was already a foregone conclusion. Step out of the matrix for a few seconds and follow me. This was already a foregone conclusion. Do you hear me? It has the illusion. It has the illusion that it went through some type of rigorous scientific and legal process, but that was all just an illusion. Make no mistake, this whole satanic plandemic was well planned out and orchestrated years ago. That's right, years ago. You know, they planned that this vaccine went to some. No, this whole thing, and it was never just about the virus. It was always, keep your eye on the ball, it was always about this vax. Always. We played some clips for you weeks ago on this. It was always about the vax. See, Satan tipped his hand and revealed his plan years ago. You say, well, why would he do that? Well, maybe the Most High requires it. Because if you have spiritual eyes, a lot of the filthy demonic things that has gone on in this world, including this pandemic, Satan has always tipped his hand. But he's done it while people were sleeping. Now, not literally sleeping, I mean spiritually sleeping, because a lot of these have to be spiritually discerned. How does he tip his hand sometimes? You could see it in the movies. You could see it in movies. You could see it sometime in books, sometimes in newspapers. Sometimes the Most High would just give a prophecy. Yes, there's still people with the gifts of prophecy. You know, he's given the fivefold ministry. Prophets, evangelists, teaching, preaching. He's given the fivefold ministry. So there's still the gift of prophecy in the world. Now, this pandemic here, I'm going to give you a case in point. There were a couple of books, and I don't know how far is the 80s. The 80s is about, let's see, 80s is about 40 years ago. Wow, how does time fly? If you go back about 40 years ago, take you back to 1981, there was an author of a book by the name of Dean Koontz. Now, I'm not going to give a full review of the book, but the book was entitled The Eyes of Darkness. If you read that book, now, I have the book in front of me right now. Oh, yes, I do. It ends at page 324. So if you read, if you have the patience to read this book, now, I know you will, because once you get started, you won't let it down. You won't be able to put it down. I'm not endorsing it because Dean Koontz is not paying me anything, but once you get started, you're not going to put it down for one reason alone. You will see something eerily familiar, almost identical to what's going on today, so-called virus, the whole thing, shut down, you know, the lockdowns, the changing of society. You get the drift. You read this book, you say, wait a minute, this thing happened before, and this is supposed to be fiction. And so that's how Satan hides his, try to hide his hand. Come up to 2008. There's another author by the name of Sylvia Brown. She wrote a book entitled End of Days. What is that about? Well, that even goes even more eerily similar to what's going on today. And that book is a little smaller. How many pages is this? I got that in front of me, too. She even talks about the Antichrist and everything. It goes in. Life on the Other Side. This is some of the Indian art. And that's about 322. Look at that. I guess they have to have, one was 325 pages, the other 321. Just four pages different. And why were they about the same size? Well, they're both telling the same story. What is that story? Well, what's been going on the last year and a half? That story could have fit right into both of these books. And even Google has tried to hide some of the content of this book. How do I know? Because when this thing was in its early days, you know, when it was rolling it out, go back last year, 2020, maybe the summer, June or July, I looked it up. My brother, my brother who is now deceased, he tipped me off about this book. He had already read it and already made the connection. And back then, I was just, oh, come on, it can't be, you know. But, boy, was he right. And back then, he told me to look it up. And I Googled it. And, boy, just the little parts of the book, you know, the little snippets that they had, it was eerily familiar what was going on. And this was just probably last July. And do you know, you could back then you could pull up a lot of different articles in Google about this book. But, boy, you can't pull up too many today. I mean, you might could get one or two. It is nothing like you could get a year ago. So those devils know people have made the connection. And what do they start doing? They start censoring. You know what we were talking about last week? We were talking about propaganda and censorship. Well, we know that's in full bloom. Okay, we're going to get back to this because I know Elder's got a lot to say. We do have a title to today's program, and It goes right along with what we're talking about. The title to our program tonight is The Devil's Back Has Been Approved. Do you hear me? The Devil's Back. They're talking about how high and safe and effective it is. Well, it's the devil's back. The devil's back has been approved. We also have a subtitle. That is, Time for Israel to Unite. Let's put them all together. The devil's back has been approved. Time for Israel. That's us. They say, it's my people who are called by my name. So Yahuwah's people who are called by his name, those who are Israel in heart, Israel in spirit. We're not talking about a bunch of what the world called black people. Why? Because scripture says all Israel is not Israel. There's a lot of people going around talking about Yah, Yahuwah, Yahusha, Yehoshua, you know, the whole spiel, Shalom, brother, and all. No, there's a lot of people who might say, Yah, Yah, but on Judgment Day, the Most High is going to say, depart from me. Ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. So we're talking about right. Spiritual Israel. So how do you do that? How do you do the quick math in your head? Well, let's just start with Israel. We ain't talking about the heathen, because if it's going to be that rigorous for us, to barely make it in. They say righteous is going to barely make it in. How do you think it's going to be for the heathen? I don't even want to imagine. I'm not saying that there's not going to be any that make it. No, we're not saying that. But look who's been the conduit. Look who the devil has been using for the last 2,000 years. He's been using the Gentile. This is what they call the age of the Gentile. And we know this age is going to come to an end. Well, that's what's happening right now. The close of the Gentile age is right here, right now. It's upon us. That's what we're experiencing. That's what we're seeing. Society just coming apart at the seams. What do you think that is? I know the New Agers will say it's the age of Aquarius. It's the close of the Gentile age. Look up Luke 21:24 when he talks about we're going into captivity, and then he says he talks about Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the end, or until the Gentile age has been fulfilled. So that's what we're seeing now. Hallelujah. This deterioration of their society, that's the closing of the Gentile age. Okay, we have a foundational scripture for the night, and this is found in 1 Corinthians 10:23, reading it, King James, paraphrasing it some for clarity. Okay, so we're going to read it as follows. It says, all things that are lawful are not expedient. Do you hear that? All things that are lawful, you know, in this context, lawful is referring to permissible. It's not lawful as far as a command, you know. It doesn't mean, you know, thou shalt or thou shalt not. This is a permissible. Right under Yahuwah's perfect will, permissible will. This is the permissible will. So it could read as follows. Although all things may be permissible, are not expedient. The things that are permissible, all of them, are not expedient. What is that word expedient? I know you guys know, a lot of you know what it means, but I just want to bring it out because that's a key to this scripture. Expedient means they're not in our best interest. They're not good for us. So something not good for you, bad for you. It's detrimental for you. Let's say for your, let's talk about health. That means it is not good for your health. It's detrimental. What's the flip side of this? It's detrimental for your health. It's bad for your health. See, so it could be lawful, and the laws of this land could stamp their approval on it. You know, it could be permissible. This land says it's permissible. You can do this. You can take this vax. But is it expedient? Is it good for you? Is it advantageous for you? No, it says it's not expedient. I mean, it's not good for you, even though it may be permissible. 1 Corinthians 10:23 saying it is not good for you. So what the world may say is permissible doesn't mean that it's good for you. It's detrimental for you. It's bad for you, although it's permissible to the world. I read on. It says, all things are lawful for me. Yes, they may be permissible for me, but all things do not edify. They don't serve for my best interest. They don't serve to build me up. Let's talk about Israel. They don't serve to build us up, Israel, as a nation of people. It's not good for us. It could be permissible to the world, but it's not good for us. Hallelujah. So, Israel, come awake. Wake up. This is not the time to sleep and slumber. In Ephesians, when Shaul is talking about be circumspect, be vigilant, it's telling us to be sober. And then he goes on to say, talk about redeeming the time because the days are evil. And go on to say also, be not drunken with wine, but be filled with the Ruach. This is the time to be sober. And it goes much further than sober as far as you abstaining from wine or strong drink. No, this is talking about it's time to be serious, serious-minded, circumspect. That means you're totally aware, fully aware of your surroundings, fully aware of what's going on around you. You have your discernment cap on because that's a gift you have to have. If you feel with his spirit, scripture says the spiritual things are foolishness to the carnal man because he can't know them. He says they are spiritually discerned. See, but we're talking to spiritual Israel. So you have to discern these things, Israel. If you have his spirit, you discern the signs of the times. You know what's going on. You don't just know how to tell natural time. You may have to be at work at 7 a.m. every day. Well, Monday through Friday, whatever your shift is. And you might live an hour away from work. It may take you, just to make things simple, an hour to get dressed. So if you have to be at work at 7 and it takes you an hour to get there and an hour to get dressed, you know you can't get up any later than 5 a.m. So you set your alarm to 5. You might set it to 4:30. See, you're smart enough to tell natural time. See, but Usha went further. He says, so if you know how to tell natural time, he said, why don't you know how to discern the signs of the times? The signs of the times, that's spiritual times. That's spiritual time. And if you have a spirit, you should know how to discern spiritual time, or you could say prophetic time. Where are we at in this book? Not the two books I went over with you. We're not talking about Sylvia Brown, Dean Koontz. We're talking about the book of books, Yahuwah's word, from Genesis to Revelation, and the books that the Romans took out, Jasher, you know, Jubilee, Enoch, these books that some of these people do not want us to get our hands on, and even more than the books, if we have his spirit, he says, spirit will lead us into all truth. So these may look like the worst of times if you look at it through the natural lenses, but if you're looking at it through spiritual lenses, these are the best of times for us. With all the so-called hell that's going on, those of us who are in the Most High, Yahuwah, we wouldn't want to live at any other time than the day. You know, you go back to the you know, the good old days. I don't know what was the good old days for the so-called Negro. But just say the 50s, life was slow and, you know, people were fishing at the pond and kicking back. You know, life was moving slow. And, you know, you didn't have all this pornography or whatever. I wasn't quite around the 50s, but I looked at some 50s pictures, and Live at the Beaver and, you know, Dennis the Menace, I Love Lucy and all those. You know, it looked like everything was just, oh, man, it just, you know, white picket fences and everything. And like I say, I don't know how it was with black people. I mean, but let's just say that the black people, you know, who wasn't bothered by these idiots like the Ku Klux Klan and everything, let's just say if you know, they were living, you know, their comfortable life, as comfortable as you could live as a black person. You know, life is slow. You wouldn't have to worry about all these kids getting on all these drugs and everything. I'll tell you what, I don't care how slow life was, and I don't care how fast it is now and the dangers they face now. You know, they say in Chicago there's shootings like every hour on the hour in the black neighborhood. I wouldn't trade being alive and well today than any other space of time in history. Yes, we are rolling fast right into the tribulation, right into, you know, what they call Jacob's trouble. But we got to look up and praise the Most High, because he says, when you see these things, know that your redemption draweth nigh. And ain't that what it's all about, Israel? I mean, do we really have the mindset, you know, we wanted to go back to the way it was pre-plandemic so I could, you know, hang out at the ball game, and whatever else you want to do, go to the park, go to the movie theater. Some of you want to go to the nightclub and, you know, do all that stuff. Do you really want to go back there, or do you want us to go just keep rolling along head first, heading towards the kingdom, heading towards the Most High's kingdom? Yes, we're going to go through some rough weather. Stormy weather, real stormy weather. But you have the Most High, and you have his promises. And he promised to never leave you nor forsake you. You have Psalm 91, our insurance policy. Yes, we have the whole script from Genesis to Revelation and the books that they took out. But there's policies all through there. There's promises. So many, we can't even begin to say it. Psalms 103 and 3, bless Yahuwah, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Listen to some of these benefits. Who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Is anyone sick? He say, who heals all of our diseases. Anyone need forgiveness of sin tonight? He say, who forgives all of our iniquity. James chapter 5. He says, any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the assembly, and they'll pray over him the prayer of faith. And if they've committed any sin, it shall be forgiven him. And the prayer of faith shall raise him up. Him or her up. We have promises. Hallelujah. It said we're going to go through this tribulation. Come on now. Everybody that I know have read Matthew 24. What, you thought we wasn't going to never experience Matthew 24? You just hope you want to push it out to pass your lifetime, right? Yeah, I don't want to go through it. Don't you know somebody has to go through it? Don't you know some generation has to go through that? And it said the generation that see these things, that generation shall not pass away before they see the coming of the Son of the Most High. Now, we're not making a date, a prediction, and everything. We're just summarizing the theme of that chapter, how it says the generation that see these things come about, you know, that generation will not pass away until Yahusha's return. Hallelujah. So, Elder, we're going to get into this so-called approval that went through the rigorous approval process, scientific, legal scrutiny, even political scrutiny. And guess what? It went through all that, and it stood the test. It's ready to go into everybody's arms. No excuse anymore. Everybody in the world, stick your arm out and take the jab. Wait a minute. If somebody just come in on our show, they may think that I'm endorsing that. No. No. What's the title of our show? If you just came in, that is not an endorsement. That's not an endorsement at all. The title of our show is The Devil's Back. Hashetan, The Devil's Back has been approved. Time for Israel to unite. We're going to talk more about that. I'm going to bring up Elder. He has a lot to say about this. Hallelujah. Hang in there, Israel. We got a lot more to say about this. I tell you, if you were not serious before today, it's time to get serious. It's time to walk circumspect. You can't be walking around just act like you're oblivious to what's going on. Yes, you might need your finances and got to go about your day, you know, take care of your business. But you got to put your priorities in order. It might be a time where you have to walk off and leave everything behind. If the Spirit of the Most High says it's time for his people to move, you say, move where? Look, listen. If the Spirit says it's time for his people to move, it's going to be time that we have to drop everything. Hey, Elder and I hope you don't mind us saying, Yahuwah blessed us both with new houses. Sorry, Elder, put your business out there. I mean, that's a testimony. Okay. That's a testimony. You know, that's a testimony. But I say that to say this, not bragging about the houses. It's just a piece of lumber and nails, plaster. But what we're saying is, no matter what, even your greatest earthly possession, it's going to be a time we just may have to just lay all of this down. Say, go, we go. There's nothing more valuable than making the kingdom. Because if you miss the kingdom, your life was all for naught. It says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? You know, you fulfill all of your natural ambitions, but you miss the kingdom. There's nothing in exchange for that. There's nothing more valuable than that. And with that said, Elder, come on up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah. 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 You know, it's interesting that talking about this, approval to this vax of the devil that he just came up with for the people. And I'm going to tell you, we know those of us who are spiritually minded, who are actually following Yahuwah and watching and listening to him, we know that this is just a big, bold-faced lie. Like when you see somebody like Fauci or anybody get up on TV and talk about this vaccine, it's going to prove it's so great for the people. Now, these are just lies. All I can say, don't fall for these lying dogs. That's what they are. They lie liberals because they, you know, they'll say anything to get you, to trick you into going out, taking this jab, taking this vaccine. Yeah. I got a little something here I want to share with the listeners. And this is It is called Memphis Teen Football Player Who Died of COVID Was Vaccinated, Mom Saves. Now, this vaccine is supposed to be so good, just so approved and everything. He said, you know, here's a young man dies before he gets out of it, before they can even prove it. It's all, he didn't already die from it, you know. It tells us a 60-year-old football player from Memphis, Tennessee, who was vaccinated against COVID-19, died from the virus over the weekend. You see? Over the weekend, while they call themselves lying to, while they're lying in one, out of one breath about how good this poison is, you know. It's a shame that they are allowed to even to do what they're doing, but, you know, Satan, he done, y'all done let him take control of this thing for a few days. And so now he's going to come out with anything. He will lie to you. He will say anything to you to get you killed if he can. He says, Quintina Booker said her son, Azorin Tatum, who went by the name of Zoe, had asthma and was vaccinated. Memphis-based station WRET-TV reported, she said that Tatum, who attended Westwood High School, was healthy at the start of this academic year, but suspects he contracted the virus at school. He wasn't sneezing, he wasn't coughing, he was just happy. Happy-go-lucky. He was at school for 3 days, and he just drastically said, it's unbelievable, Buckner said. It's unbelievable. You know, Tatum collapsed at school on August 13 and was taken to Baptist Children's Hospital, where he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Buckner said the school called her and the paramedics rushed Tatum to the hospital. He wouldn't stand up or anything, she said. That was a bad situation for his son. Tatum was then treated and released from the hospital. However, in the next days, his condition worsened. Now, this is at the right time, he called himself approving this poison. You know, that's the bad thing about this young man. He's a Hebrew Israelite, one of us.
Yeah.
You see? And here he has been killed by these folks. Okay? It says Tatum was being treated and released from the hospital. However, in the next few days, his condition worsened. She said, I gave him Tylenol and stuff like that because he was already COVID positive, said Buckner. And it seemed like it was just getting worse. I called the paramedics, and they took him to the Leboner, a children's hospital, and he passed at Leboner. He passed. Okay. But they're still killing people. They're still killing our people, our kids. They started killing our kids. Now, it says that's part of this big hoax, this lie, is part of it. So that they get you to take your kid out there, get it vaccinated, because they want you to be thinking that it's okay now to get a vaccine, because the CDC done approved it. CDC, nothing but a liar, agent of Satan himself. Okay, she described her son as lovable and outgoing and encourages people to get vaccinated. Okay, I'm not saying the outcome wouldn't be different, but, you know, she said, a friend set up a GoFundMe to raise money for the family, which has generated nearly $3,000 as of Tuesday afternoon, okay? I guess that's today. words cannot express the pain that she is experiencing. The organizer, Katina McGowan, wrote, "Please find in your heart to help with the expenses yet to come." Donors shared thoughts and prayers for the family in the comment section of the GoFundMe page. See? So this is just something you think about, you know, before we let these people give us that jab out there. Hey, it's a war. It's a shut-out war going on. And if they think they're going to come in there, I got some other stuff I want to share with you, too. They think they can come in and just take you down and put this poison in you regardless of what you think. They don't want to get your permission or they're just going to do it to you. Losing a child has to be one of the most horrific things that can happen to a person. Donna Dunbar wrote, "Words cannot heal the heart of the absent is passing leave. But I hope that knowing the love and support of those around you can help. Breakthrough cases, such instances of fully vaccinated people contracting COVID-19 are expected to occur according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, but vaccinated also helps prevent serious infection. In fact, I don't know what serious and death. That's their words that they like to use for now. But a new CDC study found that unvaccinated people are 29 times more likely to be hospitalized with COVID than those who are vaccinated, Anxious reported, Axios reported. Data indicates children and teenagers are often hit harder in the latest wave of COVID-19 cases. In Florida, children and teenagers now have higher coronavirus positivity rates than any other demographic, and in Georgia, school-age children are more likely to have the virus than adults. So when they throw crap around like that, I just hear it and don't hear it because of the people. They're lying. Anything they say about whatever, they're lying to you.
That's right.
That's all they're doing. They're just coming out of their head with a lie. But that's all right. Satan, his day is coming. It is coming soon, too. Okay? It is coming soon because he thinks he's going to get away with this stuff that he's doing. He thinks he's getting away with it. He may be laughing about at that little child right now. So his day ain't long. He'll be laughing at himself for some. He'll be crying. I heard it for himself. I'm going to read another article that I got off here tonight. It's called Red Alert, COVID internment camps announced in America. Tennessee governor signed executive order authorizing National Guard to carry out COVID medical kidnapping. Can you imagine that? And authorizing the National Guard. National Guard should be careful if they come down to try and carry out something like this. They should be careful. They better realize that they're just you know, you're the man. They should be careful because, you know, something will get them. In fact, they will reap exactly what they're sowing, no matter what title they hold. You know, the vast majority of oblivious Americans have dismissed all this as a conspiracy theory. And they're shocked and frightened by the realization that COVID internment camps are being actively developed across America. On Friday, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee sign executive orders 83, executive order 83, which authorizes National Guard and State Guard troops to break into people's homes. Listen to that, break them in.
Wow.
Kidnap them at gunpoint and take them to COVID internment camps, all without any due processes or respect for civil rights. Individuals can be targeted for this medical kidnapping by armed troops via telephone assessments. That's a shame. And the medical kidnapping of America citizens is being labeled involuntary commitment to temporary quarantine and isolation facilities. In other words, FEMA-style concentration camps are here, and COVID as the excuse for mass arrests and executions of Americans. These are, of course, death camps being constructed and operated under the cover of the COVID pandemic, which we have exhaustively shown is rooted in junk science, fraud, and media psychological operations. The Tennessee executive order is on top of the CDC announcement, and COVID camps will be set up on a nationwide basis with people being medically kidnapped and taken to humanitarian settings where they will be forced into labor camps through labor pools, just like a scene ripped right out of Nazi Germany. The average American, upon learning that concentration camps are now being authorized in the United States, is expressing shock and disbelief that this is called conspiracy theory. Turns out to be official government policy as reported by worldnetdaily.com. Social media users are responding with comments like wow, the guard will be utilized, involuntary commitment and construction of quarantine and isolation facilities. Though all of that was just a silly conspiracy theory, the pieces add up to a very scary picture. People need to wake up. COVID internment shifts, internment camps, follow the pattern of Japanese internment camps across America during World War II. See that? Everything coming back. It's turning on their citizens, turning on us. In truth, the U.S. government has already demonstrated that it is able and willing to round people up at gunpoint, deny them all civil rights or due process, and throw them into death camps for an indefinite duration. They did this very thing in World War II to Japanese Americans who had committed no crime and did nothing wrong, yet they were rounded up and thrown into what essentially became death camps, all because of their ethnicity. If they can throw Japanese Americans into death camps because of their ethnicity, they will gladly throw you into a death camp because of your vaccine papers don't check out. I cover all this in today's urgent situations update via Brighton.com. Brighton.com, let's see, BC52, 47, etc. In tomorrow's podcast, we cover the CDC's announcement of COVID death camps and who they will target first for medical kidnapping and mass execution in government-run camps. Find that podcast cast here, www.brighton.com/channel-street-report. So this is what we see now that is going on right here in America. We got these demons planning to kill as many people as they can. And I know they see, that's why they keep tripping about not many blacks are vaccinated. Too many blacks won't vaccinate because of this thing that happened to them before, the way America treated them before, you see. So they're planning on rounding us up first chance they get. That could be any time now. Rounding us up and throwing us into death camps. But that's all right. They try to round us up as much as they can. That's why it's important that we do, if we can possibly, come together and start looking out for each other. So when we see this kind of thing going on, we don't need to be running. We need to be fighting, putting up a fight, a battle against these demons right here in America. So they're the ones going crazy, going mad, is because they're losing. They got a weak president, somebody that don't know what the heck he's doing as the president, and he see these people over there in the Middle East making him look like a piece of melted water that ain't nothing. That's what they're making him look like, what he really is all about. Now, he wants to take this mess out on us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he wants to do. He wants to take all his weakness, his madness, out on the people that he feels that he's got the advantage of. But that could be, the tables can be turned on that any moment, you see, because people of Yah who actually turn to him and call him by name and call on him for help, he could destroy these monsters in a matter of seconds, you know, just blink his eye, put them out of their misery, because that's what's happening with them. They think they're so smart, so bad, so tough, you know, can't give up their position in this world. They're the number one. They're the superpower, they think. It, you know, there's going to be this stuff that they're trying to pull now. I personally don't believe it going to work so good for them. I think they're going to run into a piece of hell that they never thought possible. Yet, because, you know, they've been turned on the wrong people. They think they can just turn on the people that y'all do it and just mow us down and kill, step on us, tramp on us, and walk right on by, and nobody gonna do nothing about it because we're the only one who'll try to bring down like this, you know? But they don't know. They don't know. They forgot. They forget about what took place in Egypt when Pharaoh tried to do his thing to us. You see, what happened to him, his whole army was drowning in the sea. So, let them try. Let them try. You know, we just need to come together like you have said earlier and turn our face to Yahuwah and call on him and pray to him and let him fight our battle. He said, I will fight your battle. You see?
Yes.
And we believe that. We believe that. We believe he will fight our battle. And when he does, these wicked wicked devils, they will be put to hell right in our face. He said, you will see the wicked receive his reward. You will see it. You will see it. So this is what we pray for, that Yahuwah will let us see these demons, what they're trying to do, think they can do, trying to do to the people of Yahuwah, okay? They want to try when they think they got the power, all power. They're strong enough to take advantage of us, they think. But they don't forget. They don't know who Yahuwah is. They don't know what Yahuwah can and will do for his people. You see? So they don't know that. They ain't thinking about that at all. But if that fire come down from the fire to burn them up right in our face, it'll be too late then. Too late for them to even repent, because if fire get a hold to them, it's going to be over. So hallelujah. They won't repent anyway. We know that. See? That's why we have to depend on, we understand what Yahuwah has told us, even in Psalms 91 here. You know, this is our assurance. You see, we know that Yahuwah will fight for his people. Yeah. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, let me see here. Let me just read just a few words from Psalms 91 right now. Because these demons think they got the advantage. They act like this is their world. You see? And they just want to ignore what Yahuwah has said in Psalms 24. Here, it tells us, I think you quoted it earlier, but let me just read a little bit of it here. See, because we have to remind our people that Yahuwah is in control of this world. No, Satan not, he's not. Let's see here what it says right here, Psalms 24. The earth belongs to Yahuwah and all that fills it. Okay? The world and those who dwell in it. Okay? For he has founded it upon the sea and upon the waters. He does establish it. Who does go up into the mountain of Yahuwah? And who does stand in his set apart place? He who has innocent hands and a clean heart. He who did not bring his life to naught and did not swear deceivingly. He receives a blessing from Yahuwah and righteousness from the Allah of his deliverance. This is the generation of those who seek him. You see? Yaakov, who seek your face, Selah, lift up your head on you gates, and he lifted up and everlasting doors. Okay? And be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Hallelujah. And let the sovereign of esteem come in. Who is this sovereign of esteem? Yahuwah, strong and mighty. Yahuwah, mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors. And let the sovereign of esteem come in. Who is this sovereign of esteem? Yahuwah of hosts. He is the sovereign of esteem. Selah. Hallelujah. Okay? So let me tell you something, you demons. You better have taken warning, you know, from the word of Yah, because he does not change. Okay? He does not change. He warned us that, told us that. Okay? And we can count on that. So you devils just try to come at him and try to fight against him, you will see. You're fighting the wrong battle, a battle that you will never again try to fight again because you won't exist to be able to try to think you can fight against Yahoo. Okay? All right. Yeah, it tells us here, even in Psalm 69, the humble shall see, they rejoice. You who seek Yahuwah and your hearts live. Okay? For Yahuwah hears the poor, and he shall not despise his captives. Hallelujah. Let the heavens and earth raise him, praise him. Okay? The seas and all that moves in them. For Yahuwah shall save Zion and build the cities of Yehuda, and they shall dwell there and possess it. And the seas of his servants, inherit it, and those who love his name dwell in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, so we got all kind of beautiful promises that Yahuwah has given us, that you don't have to be afraid of these demons, okay? Bites and his frail face stuff, he looks like the devil himself anyway. Look like a dying man, a man that's dead already. You can tell somebody that's already dead. You're a walking dead person. You just look at them, tell them where they behave. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at these so-called leaders that think they got the authority to do harm to the people of Yahuwah. Okay? So we don't have to worry about these demons. We don't have to worry about them. It's just that I trust in Yahuwah, okay? Because he will fight for Israel. Y'all knows where we're at. He hasn't forgotten us. He knew exactly what position we're in, okay? So therefore, we don't have to be afraid. Just remember that he is still on his throne, and he rules today. He is in charge, okay? All right, so hallelujah. Let me just go on. I was looking at another article here, and it just said to see all these things that is happening, that has happened to the people from this craziness, this stupidity. I mean, they got to be out of their minds what they think they can do with this COVID thing. Okay? They just have a little share with their life. Okay. I'm going to look at this one here. Here comes the vaccine mandate. Let me look at this here. As the hypercontagious Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread across the country, more and more businesses and government agencies are pushing policy changes to mandate vaccinations against the virus. This is what's so stupid about this crap. They just lose their head. Here, just wake up in the morning and hear these news people talking about this crap, and they lose their flip. They flip in their head. They lose everything that they thought they had. That's how crazy these demons are that we are walking amongst us, you know? They are not human beings. They are demons, real live demons that we see out here, okay? The latest flurry of changes arrived over the past week and stretched across many aspects of American life, including everything from basic employment obligations to recreational activities like going to the gym or taking a cruise ship. Okay? On Monday, U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams ruled that Norwegian cruise lines can despite a law signed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and requires that passengers leaving from the state show written proof of coronavirus vaccination before they board a ship starting on August 15th. See how foolish these people have gotten? I mean, they have lost their flip, lost their grip on life, you see? They're going crazy. We are pleased that Judge Williams saw the facts, the law, and the science as we did and granted the company's motion for a preliminary injunction following us to operate cruises from Florida with 100% vaccinated guests and crew. You know, that's crazy. Daniel Farkas, Norwegian executive vice president, said in a statement, Florida plans to appeal the decision. Meanwhile, New York City announced last week that it would be the first U.S. city to require proof of vaccination for a range of activities, including indoor dining, music concerts, and gyms. I mean, they just come all out of their mind. How can you eat? You can, you know, it's not, they're gone. These people are just screwed up. These ain't people that used to be on this earth. I'll tell you that. These are demons that have possessed these people. And that's what we are amongst now. We are amongst pit of Satan, his minions, okay? And in a memo released Monday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said he would ask President Biden to approve a plan to require COVID-19 vaccination for all members of the U.S. military by mid-September. Biden indicated his support for the plan. See what I'm saying? So there's all any other thing out there to just come up and say, you need to be vaccinated. And everything out there jumps on his going behind him, behind it, and follow suit. Wants to go out there, mind, go out there, crazy, go crazy to force you to get vaccinated. If I was in the military, I would desert right now. I would not stay in there just to fight to get this vaccine that they're going to be pumping out there in the people. Because you're a dead man anyway. You're a dead man to allow them to put this garbage in you, okay? Okay. Anyway, meanwhile, New York City announced that last week that it would be the first U.S. city to require proof of vaccination for a range of activities, including indoor dining, music concerts, and gyms. They require this vaccine. They require that you get this poison in you. Everything they come up with, their excuse is to get the poison in you first. These ain't vaccines. This is just poison, deadly poison that they want to insist that you get put in you. Okay, that's what this is all about. In a moment released Monday, in a memo released Monday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said he would ask President Biden to approve a plan to require COVID-19 vaccination for all members of the U.S. military by mid-September. Biden indicated his support for the plan. See, like I said, when you got some old dead dog sitting up there calling himself the president, anything could just get him through, just anything. He'd just go any way the wind blows. Here you go. That's the way wishy-washy he is. I have every confidence that service leadership and your commanders will implement this new vaccination program with professionalism, skill, and compassion, Austin said in the memo. Over the weekend, the head of the American Federation of Teachers said vaccinations should be required for all U.S. teachers. And Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's chief medical advisor said Tuesday that the favors such a he favors such a mandate. Yeah, everybody's in line with this vaccine thing. Okay? All right. I'm going to upset people on this, but I think we should, Fauci said in his interview with MSNBC, added, we are in major surge now as we are going into the fall, into the school season. This is very serious business. Yeah, it's serious, all right, you lying dogs. The Delta variant has been a key factor in this cascade of policy announcements, which has also included mask mandates in some facilities and businesses. So I'm talking about these people are lost. They have lost it. I never thought that we would be living amongst demons. Every day they just multiply more and more. Real beings. Okay? All right. Okay, now I'm going to finish this off real quick. I definitely want to share with the listeners. Okay, United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby cited the variant to explain his company's decision to require employees to get vaccinated. The tipping point for me was seeing the statistic that 97% of the people in the hospital are vaccinated, and over 99% of the deaths are among the unvaccinated, Kirby said in an interview with NBC News. See, these are lies they come up with. They're going to come up with lies on the unvaccinated regardless, and they know dang well that it don't work that way. You're unvaccinated. The unvaccinated fare much well off in this situation than those that are vaccinated. They'll lie if they say anything different. Lying to their teeth. Over the past 2 weeks, new cases of COVID-19 are up 118% in the United States, especially among those who had not been vaccinated prior to being infected. Deaths from the disease are up 101% and now top 500 per day. While thousands of so-called breakthrough infections have been reported in people already vaccinated, the percentage of those hospitalized are killed is dramatically reduced among vaccinated people. With hospitals in some states reaching capacity thanks to the Delta variant, however, the pace of vaccination has ticked back up. Okay, across the country, universities, and private companies from Disney to Walmart have rolled out policies mandating vaccines. The number is expected to grow dramatically when the Food and Drug Administration gives us approval to the COVID-19 vaccines currently being administered after receiving emergency use authorizations. I hope that it will be within the next few weeks. I hope it's within the month of August, Fauci said over the weekend, that it's the case you're going to be see, you're going to see the empowerment of local enterprises giving that mandate that would, that could be colleges, universities, places of business, a whole variety, and strongly support that the time has come. We've got to go the extra step to get people vaccinated. You extra step, your nasty step on out there, Fauci. Weak looking fat sucker. But he's one of the dogs that is out there pushing this crap that we know will be destroyed. Will be destroyed. Okay? Yet not all companies are preparing to join the ranks of those requiring vaccination, meaning that a patchwork of policy and requirements is likely to continue over the coming months. That's the problem. This stupid country that we're in, they think they are gods on this earth. They think they are superpowers. They think they own everything. They could just tell you what to do, do whatever they want to do with you. They own your everything. That's what they think in their head. But I'm telling you, they are wrong, okay? You're wrong, devil. That's all I can say. And you're going to get it, too. You're thinking you got the power to just walk over people and take snuff their life out anytime you feel like it. But you forgot what I just read. You know, you don't own this earth. You don't own it. You forgot Yahuwah. Earth belongs to him, okay? And everything that's in it, he made it, okay? So, all right. So what I'm going to do is let me play a clip here from the article from this clip I found. Okay, the name of it is Lockdown Under Aussie's Warn America, you're next. And there's something. Okay, let's listen to what this man has to say. Okay, we'll get to it in a second. My voice is being interrupted. That's how Satan tried to make sure they interrupted this news media, this news stuff that they have control of. That's all right. Y'all are ultimately in control of everything. So, okay. So we got all kind of stuff going on. We have struggles with certain leaders. They're struggling. They are fighting against. They have problems with Joe Biden, his leadership. I see why. Because, you know, it's hard to follow somebody that's dead or walking in their bed. You know, walking in their britches, and you can tell they're dry and dead. So it's something here says, Luke Scott just went there on Joe Biden and the 25th Amendment. Yeah, see, somebody has to do something because these demons think they bold. They can't forget that they have lost the battle. Babylon has fallen. They don't want to give up. They don't want to relinquish power. But you know what? It ain't what you want. It'll come down to what Yahuwah demands. That's what's going to be happening. It's that simple. So we're going to listen to, let me see if I can give you an answer. Okay.
Anonymous recently had an Instagram Live with several Aussies speaking out about the tyrannical lockdowns in Australia. People aren't allowed to travel more than 5 kilometers from their home. people who live alone were once allowed further to briefly visit a friend, but no longer. Now they can only register a single person within 5 kilometers of their home. Within that 5 kilometers, they are only allowed outside of their home for 2 hours a day. And when they are out, they need permission. They are required to scan QR codes with their phones to show where they've been. There are only 3 permissible reasons to leave your home: to exercise or to go shopping, if there is a shop within your 5K bubble, or go to work. That is, if you still have a job. Most shops have been shut down in Australia for over 200 days. And in many areas, people cannot go to work unless they get the shot. If you are caught outside without an excuse, you are arrested. If you are not wearing a mask while alone in your car, you are pulled over by the police. The Premier of Australia recently said that this is literally a war.
But it's really, really important for us to acknowledge and accept that we need vaccination as a key tool in fighting this. This is literally a war, and we've known we've been in a war for some time, but never to this extent.
And seeing that only 0.032% have been infected, we know that the Premier isn't declaring war against COVID. That would be insane. She is declaring war against the people, and she isn't joking. Girls as young as 12 years old are getting pepper sprayed and arrested by the police for not wearing masks. In 2020, Australian citizens were being arrested for questioning the government online. Now, they are being arrested for questioning the government in their own homes. After being reported to the police by his wife for questioning the government, an Australian man was taken against his will in an ambulance to a prison-like facility where he was questioned, told he has had a nervous breakdown, and diagnosed as having a problem trusting authority. They are building concentration camps. Melbourne's Centre for National Resilience is set to open by the end of the year. They call them quarantine camps, but this makes no sense, considering only 0.032% of the population is infected. By definition, these are concentration camps. And they're coming to America next. Australia lost their guns because they never had the Bill of Rights to protect them. America does. But for how long?
What do you think people need to know? Anything that you think hasn't been said or that people really need to know?
In America?
In America, yeah.
We need you guys. It doesn't matter if Joe Biden's in the White House at this point in time. You guys are the leader of the free world, and everyone is looking to you. You know, Australia, it's do or die. We've got China on our doorstep. And the thing is, if you guys don't find out who you are, if you don't remember what made America great, we're all screwed.
For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Pit of hell where you need to go back to. Tell you that. So hallelujah. So Elder, I see that you have been able to manage to get back online. So you, if you want to, you want to go ahead and take back over. I'll let you handle it. Are you there, Elder? You like it?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me, Elder?
Okay, I sure can, Elder. Sure can.
Okay. Hallelujah. Let me get this out
here. I'm gonna go ahead and speak directly to the speakerphone.
Okay, so you can hear me right now, right?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hallelujah. All right, hallelujah. The devil's busy tonight. He really tried to reach out and destroy the show. We had a little incident at the home here. Everything is all right. The devil is a lie. He don't want this information to get out. I'm just going to roll right ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are we talking about tonight? We're talking about the devil's vaccine has been approved.
Mm-hmm.
That's our title. What's the subtitle? Time for Israel to unite. Time for Israel to unite. I'm going to read those. I'm going to read those scriptures, the ones that the sub for the subtitle, the important scriptures for the subtitle. They're important. We're going to have to come together, Israel. If we want to make it, if we want to make it, it's going to get really dark. I know a lot of you, I'm talking about Israelites right now. I'm not speaking to the rest. We're talking to Israelites. I know a lot of you out there, you think things are still comfortable. And I'm not trying to divide here, but I must say this, especially a lot of the younger ones. You know, you got, you're all blessed, you want a good job. I mean, that's good. You got family. That's beautiful. It's all good, right? But some of you, if it don't apply, let it fly, okay? But some of you are comfortable right now. I mean, you know, you got your job. It's like things kind of always the way it used to be. You got your check on a Friday or every two Fridays. You bring it home, you and your hopefully your spouse, you know, if you are Israel in spirit, it's going to be your spouse. Not going to be some living, you know, shacking type of fornication. So you guys are living comfortably. You're going to work. You're getting paid. You're building together. Normal times, that would be all good, okay? You're going out. You're having fun. But you have to discern the signs of the times. You really have to get a sense of urgency about you because it's about to get real dark real fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to get real dark really fast, and it could be faster than a lot of you are ready for. So what are we talking about? We're talking about unity. Unity. Going forward, we're going to have to unify because you know what's coming? When you say peace, peace, or when you're thinking it in your heart or when you're feeling it, you know, hey, life is going still good for me. You know, hey, I'm young. I'm in the prime of life. You know, I got a good job. Even my wife got a good job. You know, we're doing good. Okay. Be careful. When you say peace, peace in your spirit, you don't even have to utter it out loud. When you're feeling that it's peace, peace, it's a sudden destruction coming. Okay? That's what you got to be ready for. And that's why you have to put on your spiritual discernment. Because you know what's heading down the pike? I'll tell you, the elder mentioned, you know, touched on it, even with the video. Mandatory vaccines are coming next. Why do you think they approve that demonic vaccine? Because they want to, they're strengthening their hand. Now, remember, like we talked earlier, it was all a ploy anyway. I mean, they didn't go through no scientific and, you know, legal rigorous process. No, this thing was a foregone conclusion. It's all an illusion. It's all an illusion to make it seem like they went through all this tough, stringent process, and now we finally approved it, and that proves that this vaccine is safe. No, it was all a foregone conclusion. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is now that it's going to have the appearance that their hand is being strengthened for this demonic ploy that they're going to try to implement next, and they're going to implement it. But don't worry, if you're spiritual Israel, Yah is going to take care of you. We're not talking about those shucking and jiving. Just do the math. About two-thirds of them are going to be cut off because this, okay, let me keep going. The mandatory vax is coming right down the pike. How soon? It could probably be here as early as the end of this year. I've listened to some people who are more in the know, at least carnally they're more in the know. I'm not saying they have spiritual discernment, but they have their ears to the ground, you know, and they've been monitoring this process. And they think it could come as early, we talking about the USA, as the end of this year or the beginning of next year. That's no time at all. You could take a few naps and wake up and it'll be the end of the year. That's a little exaggeration, but that's how fast time is going. And so are you going to be ready? You know what that's going to mean? That's going to mean you will not be able to go into the grocery stores. These are just examples. It's going to be much more than this little list I got. But you won't be able to go into the grocery stores or receive medical services. What if you broke your leg? I mean, I pray that none of this happened to our people. But what if you broke your leg? What if you have need an appendectomy, your appendix burst? Young people could have that, you know. What if you stepped on a rusty nail at work and you know, most of us, we would go in to a clinic or whatever and get a tetanus shot because they say you could catch all kind of infection, lockjaw and all. What if you just need medical attention? Okay? They're going to deny medical services. I'm not trying to scare. I'm just trying to inform. Or what if you need to go, you know, you could forget about going to a restaurant or entertainment venue. You can forget about that. Not going to happen with you. They're going to have these passports, these vaccine passports. Oh, we're going to talk about that on another show because the way they're going to do that, it's coming. If you didn't think this first one was the mark, you ain't going to have no doubt about what's coming that's going to be the mark. How they going to identify who's been vaxxed and who's not, look out for that. That's when the deal is closed. That's when the deal is sealed, and that's coming real soon. More than that, many of you will not be able to continue working at your current employer. Uh-oh, what happened to that good job?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you lose that job, you might not be able to work for any employer unless you compromise and take that jab.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you going to, you know, so how does that affect you? How are you going to make your money, Israel? How are you going to earn a living? The answer, there is an answer. The answer is unity. Israel, you're going to have to unite. You're going to have to unite. That's the only way many of us are going to be able to survive. We must pool our resources together. We're going to have to pool the resources.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have, and this is an example, those who have land, you know, spare land, you bought land, you're going to have to accommodate. Now, I'm not talking about to give out anything for free or nothing, and I'm not talking about charging Israel either, but we're not talking about giving out, you know, all this for free to a bunch of lazy freeloaders. No, you know, because there's some people who have more resources than others, and they're saying, what, I'm going to have to share mine with some lazy Israelites who haven't, you know, who haven't been on their square, who haven't got off their lazy butt and, you know, prepared themselves. We're not talking about that. No, but we're talking about together. We're talking about gathering like-minded people. Like-minded, listen, here comes the second word, productive. Productive people of the Most High. Productive people of Yahuwah. Not no bums. Yahuwah's not going to be, you have spiritual discernment, it's not going to be, you're not going to let bums come into your presence, come into your facilities. No. We're talking about like-minded, productive people of Yahuwah coming together for the common good of our mutual survival. See, we all want to survive. So we got to come together. It's going to be imperative. No more of this, I got mine, where's yours? No, you can't have that mentality. It's time out for that. Never should have had it anyway. No, we must unite and come together. Every man, woman, and capable young man, young woman, boy, girl. We're not talking about child poverty, labor laws, and we're not talking about abuse, but we're talking about every capable body is going to have to pull their weight. They're going to have to play their part and pull their weight to the benefit of us all for our soul survival.
Mm-hmm.
We must unite Israel. There's no way around it. You're not going to be able to make it as an island to yourself. You're not going to make it. You know why? You're not going to have the continual resources. You might think, oh, I'm living in a castle. No, you're not going to have the continual resources, nor the safety. You're not going to have the safety. Safety in numbers. Safety's in numbers. You're not going to have the safety. I don't care how many guns or what bone arrows you have. Nor you're not going to have the spiritual fellowship. What does Scripture say?
Mm-hmm.
Forsake not the assemblies of ourselves together. You're not going to have the spiritual fellowship. That's going to bring the joy. The joy of Yahuwah is our strength. See,
mm-hmm.
we're going to need the gifts and talents of all of Israel. Some of you have medical training and experience. Some of you are farmers. You know how to grow food. Some of you are tradesmen. You're skilled carpenters, electricians, plumbers, welders, machinists, tailors, seamstress, you know, and the like. And others of you know how to prepare a good meal. And we definitely need you because we all have to eat. So you get the picture, Israel.
Hmm.
We need each other. If we are going to survive in these coming dark days, we're going to have to come together and pool our resources. Our very survival depends on it because it's going to be dark. It's going to get real dark, Israel. It's going to get real dark. And just want to say something for the young brothers. We was all young brothers, and a lot of us, me and Elder, a lot of us in good health now. Hallelujah. All credit to the Most High, Yahuwah. So don't think, you know, hey, we're all crippled up in a wheelchair. No, we're able-bodied working
right.
men, you know. So, but young brothers, take this with the spirit of humility, because I always listen in on my young brother, always keep my ear to the wall, and I hear some brothers online. They say they're Israel, you know, they're out ministering the word, but I'm hearing some things. I don't just hear with my natural ear, hear with my heart. I hear with my spirit. I'm discerning, and what I'm hearing from some of the young brothers. Remember, if it don't apply, let it fly. But from some of the young brothers, you know, we got to change our tune. See, we're talking about our survival. Open your eyes, young brothers. Get your priorities in order. Some of you are going to have to bridle up your fleshly passions, you know, your loins. You're going to have to bridle that up. Discipline yourself. Keep your mind on the Most High, not your genitalia. We need you. When I say every man, woman, boy, girl, young man, young woman, that means we need the young men. We're going to need the young women. They're going to have to help the other women. The young men are going to have to help in the labor. You know, I hear brothers, I'm just going to put it out there. I hear brothers talking about, I want this wife. I want more wives. I want more wives. Come on. You know, I don't see too many of us who are rich. I don't see too many of us have abundance of resources just bursting out at the seams. I mean, and some of you barely got to pop the piss in, you know, or window to throw it out of, as they say. And you're talking about you want other wives? You can barely take care of the one you have or the one you're shacking with. I mean, come on, get your priorities together. Get your priorities. Yahuwah will meet all of your needs. I say, according to his riches, he'll meet all of your needs. And that's including your physical needs, your passion, everything. If it's good in his sight, he will supply you with a wife. He said, no good thing will I withhold from them that walketh uprightly. So, brothers, some of you got to get your priorities off of the flesh, you know, and on to survival. You got to get survival mode. What do you want? Here's what I'm saying. What are you worried about having the need to have sex with three or four women? And all of that, talking about it ain't about the sex. Get out of here, brother. You're talking to men. You're talking to men. Shoot that game with the women. You're talking to men. Just get out of here, man. I don't care how you feel. We're not here to be liked anyway. You know, so you're talking about you need to have sex with three or four women, you call them wives, and we're about to go into a deep dark hole right now. Israel, but Yahuwah is going to take care of his. A lot of you ain't going to make it. I pray that I make it. I pray that the elder make it. Pray that my family make it. Nothing's promised. But I'm going to hold on to the Most High as close as I can, as hard as I can with all my might, and pray that he have mercy to see me through and see my loved ones through. But some of my loved ones have even, my own family members, some of them have not committed to the Most High. Hey, didn't he say it's going to be two in the field, one's to be taken, the other left? There should be two grinding at the mill, one to be taken, the other left. You know, your is going to split between even family lines. So all I'm saying to the young brothers, I love you. I have a young son, strong, healthy, handsome young man. I'm talking to all the young men especially, even the young women. It don't just flow one way. But to the young men, the leadership, brothers, get your priorities together. Get your mind on survival mode. It's not all about the other stuff. Whatever you need, Yah will supply. If you need one woman, Yah will supply that one woman. If he needs you to join a community and serve in that community and be a productive member in that community, he needs you to do that. Do that. Commit your life to the Most High. Commit your life to surviving and your loved ones to survive it. We have to be in survival mode. Don't wait till they say you can't see a doctor unless you take this jab. What if you fall and break your leg? Brothers, come on. I hope that don't happen to none of you. Like I say, what if you have appendicitis? Come on, but don't think you're Superman. Anything could happen to any one of us. It's just the Most High that we're alive today and breathing today. It says in him we live and move and have our being. He's the one sustaining our life right now. I don't care how many times you go to the gym. That doesn't guarantee you life. Most High could snap the breath of life in less than a second. Don't put confidence in the flesh. Even shows that physical exercise, it may be profitable, but he said, but it profits little. He's talking about in the big scheme of life, it just does little. And some of you, that's all you worship. Oh, you pump some iron. Good. Work out. But just keep the right perspective. In the big scheme of life, it profits little. Put your mind on survival, survival mode. And you've got to be close to the Most High, because if you don't want to be in that position of breaking your leg or something and need medical service, and you can't get it unless you take that jab, because that's coming down the pike real soon. On this show, we prophesied about the division of society between those who took the jab and who didn't, how they're going to pit one against the other. And Yah is our witness. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing. And now we're telling you that we better be in survival mode, because they're going to shut out everything. Everything you're used to, society, you're not going to have access to it no more unless you give in to the devil and take that jab. Mm. It's coming, and it's coming sooner than you think. Stop playing around, brothers and sisters. So I get off the young men, because old men have the same problem. They say it ain't no fool like an old fool. You still got some old fools walking around nightclubs trying to pick up some young women, some young tenders. They go, you know, looking like an old walker. Everybody can see you. Your clothes is outdated. You know, your hair is outdated. Your belly is outdated. Everybody, and here you are thinking you're about to pick up something. It's no fool like an old fool. That was a good saying. So I ain't just talking about the young brothers. All of us could get cut with this. But the young men, we're going to need you. That's why I'm singled you out. We need some young, serious brothers. We need young, serious women. They got to get their mind off the flesh, too. All this, you know, giggling and thinking everything is a bunch of fun, entertain me, and, you know. No, we need to get serious. get with the more mature women, the imams. We need to all work together. Because the way things look right now is not the way things are going to look in December and January and February. It might even be sooner than that. Get it together.
Hallelujah.
You got to be serious. You got to be serious. Hallelujah. Those who have an ear to hear, I pray that they hear what the Ruach has said to the assemblies. Hallelujah. Go ahead now.
All right. Hallelujah, Elder. That's a good advice, you know, to give to the young man. I pray that they take the advice, take heed to what we're saying here as elders, okay? Because we know what we're talking about out here. We've been out here on the streets a little bit, and we know what's going on out there a little bit better than those young people, you see. And I suggest that you take heed to what we're saying. Hallelujah. I tell you, but I got somebody on. Look like I have somebody online. Let me ask you, this person, 707-373-8890. If that's you, let me let you come on. Come on up and speak what you got to say, okay? I'm going to let you hear. Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Are you with him? Can you hear me, elders?
Yes, I can.
Hey. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hello. How you doing? This is Brother Malachi. This is Elias' nephew.
Hallelujah.
You know. Hallelujah. Giving praises to the Most High, Yahuwah, and his and our Messiah, Yehoshua the Messiah, you know, I look forward to you guys as a program like every Tuesday. You know, this is the high water point of my week. You know, listening to this truth, and, you know, and listening to the, you know, to the spiritual walk that we're all soldiering on. And I was just sharing with Brother Yalai yesterday. I was talking to my attorney. And we were just having a casual conversation, and somehow the conversation came about COVID. And he was telling me, well, there's a war against those that are unvaxxed, you know, because they're around spreading against the people that are vaxxed, you know. And so I didn't tell him that I was unvaxxed, right? So I just sat back and I just listened. And he was just telling me how, you know, there's a war going on, and for all those that are unvaccinated, well, we're causing this epidemic. And so I tested the spirit, and I said, wow, because Yalai and I was just talking about that about the war, that they were going to wage a war for those that didn't have, you know, that weren't vaccinated against those that are vaccinated, right? And so today I go to my doctor because I was having some allergy problems. And so towards the end of the visit, I just wanted to test her spirit. And she came off like a real nice lady, right? So I said, off the record, what do you think about those that are unvaccinated? I said, because I'm unvaccinated, and I'm against it. And she looked at me with such a disappointment, and she told me, well, if you want to go back to the way things were, you know, you got to get vaccinated so we can help protect the spread of this disease, right? So I told her, well, I have a cousin-in-law, him and his buddy, along with five other guys, they went on this trip, and my cousin-in-law and the other guy that were both double vaccinated caught it, right? The other five didn't catch it. And then I mm-hmm. also told her, hey, I have a brother-in-law who's in ICU, who's double vaccinated, and he's fighting for his life. So, and then she still tried to, you know, continue on saying, well, we need to all be vaccinated. You know, you have to do it. And I just said, wow, even when facts are in your face, they still don't want to acknowledge truth. That's so, hey, may the Most High be upon you, brothers. You know, I'm going to say shalom, and that's just my little testimonial.
Hallelujah. That's very edifying, Brother Malachi. And you know why? Even though you put that truth to that doctor right in her ears, and she still, just like a robot, she still uttered that company line, well, we need to get, you told her that people were double vaccinated, fighting for their lives, you know, and you have firsthand account of that. You know why? The only thing she could utter, because they've been bewitched. This whole world is under a spell. Now, I know it might sound spooky and all this, you know, because we watch these horror pictures and people make fun of demon possession and witchcraft. It's real. It's real. You can read the end of Revelation 18. It will tell you how they run this whole world, this whole wicked economic system. It said it's ran by sorcery. Elder, you could be my witness.
Mm-hmm.
It's ran by
sorcery.
This whole thing, these people are under a spell. They're spellbound. They're spellbound, and guess what? They're hellbound, too. They are hellbound. They're lakebound, the lake of fire. And you're not going to change their mind because Yahusha said, unless the spirit of his father, he said, unless the Ruach draws you to me, you can't come to me. And those people, those people have went their life and they have rejected the Most High. So you're not going to hear truth coming out of them. Just like they say you can't squeeze blood from a turnip, you're not going to squeeze out truth from the devil, nor his people. They're spellbound and they're hellbound. But hallelujah, we're kingdom bound. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brother Malachi.
Yeah, you're right. They get this lie that they come out. It's like we talked about this a long time ago. We saw it coming. Y'all showed it to us way before we got here. But this is what they're going to do for those who are the righteous. Really, that's what it's going to be. Satan's going to attack those that are righteous, you know? And he's going to lie on them and everything. That's what he's going to do. And try to come up with anything that he needs to try to trap them and destroy those that are righteous, that follow.
Elder, let me tell Brother Malachi to mute his phone. Elder Malachi, can you mute your phone? Okay, I'm sorry, Elder. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you. Yeah. So that's what the deal, that's what Satan's going to do. He's going to provoke these people, have them believing the lie, and they're going to come after those who don't follow their lies and blame them for their own trouble, you see? And that's just the way it is, the way it's going to be. And we need to be prepared for that, follow Yah, get to know Yah closer as we possibly can with him, to him, because that's what they're going to do. That Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He is the accuser. Yeah, and that's what he does. And so he's going to constantly accuse us all the way to the end till you can't go any further in your life. In fact, I remember a long time ago, I had a dream, and I saw this one person that was accusing me of something that I hadn't done. But she was accusing me before in front of her mother, constantly in my dream, as far as the eye could see her, she was accusing me constantly, putting that lie out on me. Like, see, Mom, see, I told you this and I told you that. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it was. And I said, when I woke up from that dream, I wonder how far this is going. But I know now that it's going all the way to the end. Satan will be accusing us all the way to the end, all the way.
That's right.
Constantly accusing us. You see? And so that's what he does. He sits in front of somebody that he thinks is going to listen to him, and he's just going to accuse them. Like, you know. So
that's
just have to remember that and fight the good fight of Yahuwah. Just be with him, follow him, and don't give up on him. That's the key, because he won't give up on us. We know that.
Hallelujah.
So once we just hold on to his unchanging hand. So with that being said, I guess that's the end of our program tonight. We're going to go ahead on and close it out. And let me see what song I'll close out with. Close it out with a set of our musical tune. Let's see.
Just want to say shalom, family.
All right. Shalom, shalom, shalom. All right, I'm going to go ahead on closing out with the For the Love of You by Fred and the Kings.
Father, I want to learn the mysteries of the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
One day I really plan being there.
You're my Heavenly Father.
Where I want to be. Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah.
I just wanna say I love you. Yeah.
Twisting on the eternal sea. Ain't no place I'd rather be than with you.
Praising you,
yeah. Meditating every day and night. All I want is eternal life and to sing you a song.
Sing you a song, Father. Yeah.
Soft and long. Well, I'd like to be here alone with your Father, 'cause your love is like no other. Happy to see a new horizon slowly coming into you. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you.
Living for the love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving. It's for the love of you.
It's for the love of you. It's for the love.
Give me this in the name of your Holy Son. And though it won't touch me when the morning comes, feel good to me by loving me.
Take me there, Father. Give me your wisdom.
I wanna be living for the love of you.
What
living
I wanna
for
do.
The love of you. Living for the love
that I'm giving.
For the love of you.
For
it's
your
for
love.
The love of you. It's for the love.
Ooh, paradise. Heaven's day, oh yeah. And I will never feel insecure again, 'cause you're the key.
You're the key, Father.
This is our thing, yeah. Ooh, never again will I lose my way.
Never again.
No, because your wisdom gives me words. Pray. And this is how I really feel.
I wanna be living.
Your love is real.
For the love of you.
I wanna live
for the
you.
Love of you. Living for the love
all that I'm giving.
All that I'm giving.
Shalom, shalom.
That's right. Shalom, shalom, family. All right.